Hello and welcome to this course on enabling Samsung Knox via Microsoft Intune. In this course, we're going to be taking a look at how the Samsung Knox platform, which is one of the most secure platforms for Android and only available on Samsung's hardware, can actually be used with Microsoft Intune in order to enable some of those securities. Helping us through this course is Anthony Bartolo. Anthony, why don't you introduce yourself to these guys?
So my name is Anthony Bartolo. I am a technical evangelist out of Canada. And I've been in the mobile game for about, I think it's about 17 years now. Played in the field of the carrier back in Canada, Rogers, and on the OEM spec, and now a technical evangelist here at Microsoft.
Cool. So what are we going to be covering through the course of this this course, and essentially why are we doing it?
So we're doing this in conjunction to the great MVA module that you did earlier on with Kevin in terms of enabling Samsung's Android offering, which is Samsung Knox, on Intune. And the reason why is because there's additional functionality above and beyond the Android spec that's made available that Microsoft and Samsung had worked together on to enable that further the furthering of security per se, on the Android platform.
Yeah, and one of the reasons that we're doing that is because you guys gave us a load of really cool feedback that said, hey, we like the course, we like the jumpstart, we need some specific information on Knox. So that's exactly what we're doing. One of the other things that you may not actually realize is we were also recording and shipping that jumpstart during the same time that some of the Knox enablement was actually being shipped into Intune. So that actually made things a little bit tricky for the course. Hence, we have this module, we have this entire course, in fact, available for you now so you can catch up. Of course, we really need this because the world has gone mobile in a huge way recently. So let's start to think about how things have changed and why.
So if you're following along, what we're going to do is we're going to go through a couple of prerequisites first in terms of how you can actually enable this in your own labs to test out the functionality of Samsung Knox across Intune. So as a prerequisite, you know, existing, obviously, Intune environment, there's the free 30-day trial for if you haven't started one already, great to start up. And it's also, obviously, you'd have to grab a Samsung mobile device. Now, not every Samsung device is created equal. Mm-hmm. There's two levels of the Knox offering. One is premium and one is express. The older devices, like the S3 and older, would run under the express, and the S4 and higher, and then the newer tablets and so on and so forth would run under the premium. That being said, the enablement between the two means the Express doesn't have as much policing capabilities as the Premium. We're not going to go into detail in that today. What we're going to do is we're going to take the assumption that you're going to go out and get the latest device, and you're going to implement that within your organization. And so we're going to talk about the full spec of policies made available specific to Knox.
Cool. Okay.
In terms of the lab environment, what we're going to be looking at today is actually the Intune standalone environment. Again, great module that you and Kevin had done with regards to the System Center Configuration Manager module implementation. What we'll be doing is we'll be doing the implementation as Intune standalone. Mm-hmm. Reason being, especially coming from Canada, a great percentage of the companies in Canada are SMB, small medium-sized business. So we're going to look at a solution that specifically addresses their needs in terms of a small, medium-sized business scenario as opposed to the system center scenario.
Yeah, and one of the things that I'd like to point out is in the resources section for this entire course, you'll find a couple of TechNet VLabs. Those are environments that we've pre-created where you can actually go ahead, grab hold of the environment, use that in order to be able to, hey, run up your own lab environment without having to do things like deploy domain controllers, without having to do any of the on-premises stuff. And you can also grab your Intune trial and connect it up to it, and then you can connect your Knox devices into your Intune trial. It gets you up and running a little quicker. Check out the resources at the bottom just to find those information out.
So really quickly, what we'll be talking about today, we'll be talking about mobility as the new normal, which we kind of touched on earlier on. We'll be doing an introduction to Microsoft Intune. Obviously not going to go into the depth that Simon had went to earlier in the other presentation, but we're going to do a baseline just to, you know, if you haven't seen Intune yet and you haven't checked out the other module, just to go a baseline as to what Intune is and what it's all about. We're going to talk about Samsung Knox and what Samsung has done to uplift the security capabilities of Android. And then we're going to do a full-on demo of enabling Samsung Knox via Microsoft Intune. So let's start with the mobility is the new normal. So as I mentioned before, we're more and more frequently going to devices as opposed to laptops and computers to gain information. And the trend is also going towards the fact that we're also creating content from these devices. Social media has been a huge benefactor to this in terms of we're always on, we're always connected, we're always able to create content and consume content. The biggest challenge that we're experiencing right now is IT scrambling to get this all under control. Mm-hmm. And sometimes they look at under the fact that, you know, I want to secure and lock down all these devices. They don't think of it from an enablement standpoint. Mm-hmm. How do I enable these individuals to securely access information that matters to our organization to push our organization forward? You know, the old way of thinking was, yeah, let's lock down all the devices. Let's disallow anything. If the device's locks are stolen, can you kill the device? I hear that all the time. Mm-hmm. And the challenge now is, with all the devices coming in, within the last 5 years, they surpassed the computing power of 5 years ago, mm-hmm. In terms of these devices, quad-core, what have you. You know, they can do a lot more. And people are searching, they're binging online to find out solutions to allow them to gain access to information without even IT knowing, because IT will come and say, no, we can't connect that for you. And that's where shadow IT comes into play. And so we're trying to thwart that by providing information to you to have a plan, as opposed to just saying no and then letting this sprawling fester of shadow IT happen. Better to have conversation than to just say, no, you can't do this, and that's it.
Yeah, it's really important when you're thinking about any mobility project to be fully engaged with the business. Make sure that you've got a really good dialogue going backwards and forwards, because the worst that can happen here is that actually you implement everything around security, and then people in a bring your own device world choose not to enroll their devices, and you've got no way to kind of force that. I mean, actually, inside of Intune, we do give you some ways of doing that, things like conditional access to email and access to files on OneDrive, but they can be a little bit tricky. It can be hard to get people to enroll their devices if all they're seeing is that you're just putting in place some barriers to stop them working as they normally would. One of the coolest things with Intune is actually it doesn't really put barriers in people's way. It actually is an enablement platform for mobility.
What's great too is, you know, the fact that we now have these other devices in play and they're instant on, instant gratification information. Yeah, you take your tablet, right? You gain access to your browser, you gain access to, you know, applications, whether they be custom line of business applications or, you know, applications that tie into back-end databases, and you're on the go. You know, the estimate by Forrester Research is that by the year 2017, you're going to have 905 million mm-hmm. tablets in the place, yeah. in the marketplace. And, you know, who's to say that they won't surpass computers one day? You know, I mean, there's a great possibility that we're going to be in a stage where individuals will just use a tablet to gain access to information. Who knows, you know, even the method of input and the method of consumption, how that will change, you know, going forward. We know right now the proliferation of smartphones is huge. You know, I know 1/3 of the population of Canada has a smartphone right now. And that's growing rapidly because of the fact is that instant gratification to information that, you know, people are desiring. And so this is the challenge that IT faces every day in terms of, great, so all these devices coming in, they want to gain access to this. If I tell them no, they're going to find a way to do it. So how do we work with the organization as a whole to appease everybody, yeah. and to make sure that the best foot forward is put in place to enable these devices to securely access the information and benefit the company?
Yeah, and it's not just about being able to secure devices. We're talking specifically in this course about securing Samsung Knox devices, but actually you've got to think beyond the device. You need to think about the apps, the data, all of the things that people have access to on their device. You might need to put in place some security around who can sign into what as part of the application. So when you're thinking about an enterprise mobility project, you actually want to think, huh, how do we make it so that there's modern access controls that provide just-in-time or privileged access management or multi-factor authentication for specific parts of the solution or scenario that you're enabling? You also need to think about the data. How is you going to actually allow that data to flow down to the device? What's going to happen when the data lands on the device? Where's it going to go? Can you put some things in place to protect the data at rest and in transit wherever it happens to rest and wherever it happens to transit to? So there's a ton of great stuff that we need to be thinking about. Kind of sets the scene super well. I just want to very quickly touch for a second on aka.ms/MVA Knox. Which is the URL that you set up for
Ken IT Pro. So yeah. Ken IT Pro, this is the specific blog post on the enablement of Knox on Intune and what the policy set is made available for, which we're going to show in the fourth module today. Also, the aka.ems iOS Android MVA, which is the session that yourself and Kevin had filmed. Great place to start in terms of a very in-depth representation of Intune and System Center going across iOS and Android, which we're going to further on today with Samsung Knox.
Yep, cool. And those links are also in the resources section at the bottom of this course. So come back for the next module. We're going to be doing the next module when we're going to start to get really in-depth with Samsung Knox and take a real look at that. Please come back and join us for that video.